Hi, rodeo fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8. Here comes the bulldog.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network. And we are kicking the week off. It is Monday. Man, I'm telling you, Monday fun day. Time to get the ball rolling. Get out of bed, drink that coffee, and yeah, that's right. I'm on my third cup, so look out. Ain't no telling what's going to be said or done out here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show as we are wired for sound today. But yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it has been a busy weekend. We have been kind of laying down things. We've got a new kind of layout that's going to be happening right here on our shows, and we're going to talk about them here. We've got kind of a new show format. We're going to let you guys know what is happening here on the Macon 8 Rodeo Network and what kind of changes are being made. Hopefully everybody is going to be okay with some of these changes. I don't want to upset anybody, but we have just had a great time doing what we're doing here, and we're going to continue to do it. We just got to do it in a different way. So, you know, hopefully you guys will be able to kind of hang with us and understand where we're coming from. I think it's going to be bigger, I think it's going to be better, and it's going to be a lot more exciting and a whole lot more fun for you fans. So just kind of bear with me. We're going to let you know about it here on our show. We're going to be talking about it all week long, but we're going to have some good guests lined up this week, so make sure to stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Shows. But before we get into it, did anybody see the news here this past weekend? We got hit. Now, I got to tell you, moved to Oklahoma earlier this year during the summer, by August time. You know, kind of set foot out here to Oklahoma. So glad to call this place home. Kind of knew that we'd have to kind of be wrapped up and deal with tornadoes and that type of thing. I had no idea that we were going to have to deal with daggone earthquakes. 5.6 on the scales. Hit Saturday night, and I'm telling you, scared the fire out of me. Did not know what in the world was going on. Laying in bed, you know, Mrs. Macon 8 there next to us, about ready to go to sleep. She had dozed off. She was definitely out. Kids were in bed, and, you know, they say that tornadoes, you know, it sounds like a freight train. Well, I'm not kidding. Now, we've got a train about an eighth of a mile behind our house, so we hear this train coming through all the time. And I am telling you, I thought a train had derailed and was heading up our driveway. It sounded like a freight train. So I'm sitting in bed, and I'm going, what in the world is going on? Well, all of a sudden, the house started shaking. Nothing, fortunately, fell off the walls or anything like that, but, I mean, the house was shaking like you wouldn't believe. For a good 25, 30 seconds, woke the wife up. She's panicking. What in the world is going on? I said, I don't know. So I jumped up, ran out into the living room area where I saw my son coming out. He jumps in, standing in the doorway, which is probably the safest place. They say if you're ever in an earthquake that you want to be in the doorway. He was the only smart one in the bunch, standing in the doorway going, Dad, what in the world's happening? And I said, I don't know, son. It's probably just wind. Just relax. So that's kind of what I chalked it up to was, you know, just maybe some sort of downdraft or something blowing through up here. I blamed it on downdraft. It sounded good at the time. So that's what we kind of rolled with. And, I was like, man, you know. So I laid in bed. I said, well, I'll pull up my Facebook and Twitter since I'm wide awake now. It was a pretty good scare, you know, for about 30 seconds. And sure enough, I opened up Facebook and Twitter, and everybody was talking about this daggone earthquake hitting Oklahoma. Now, the other thing that I got was the fact that we had just got done watching the Oklahoma State game, which was right up the road and probably about 30 miles from where this earthquake originated from, that fault line that was there. So, and it was a heck of a game. I mean, Kansas State, Oklahoma State came down to the last play of the game, and, you know, fortunately, Oklahoma Sooners ended up pulling it off. Or not Oklahoma Sooners, I'm sorry, Oklahoma State Cowboys. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe, you know, the rumor was that the good Lord was just so excited that the game won, or that the Cowboys won, that they went back out and he was jumping up and down to create a little stir. But, yeah, I'm telling you what, 5.6, that's a whole lot of shaking and rattling going on up here. Couldn't believe it, though. Like I said, the tornadoes we kind of expected. I had no idea that the earthquakes were part of the package here moving to Oklahoma. Now, I lived in California for 2 years and never experienced one. So I get here in Oklahoma, and sure enough, we'd experienced not only a daggone earthquake, but the biggest one in Oklahoma history, you know, registering 5.6. So, wow. Yeah. It was definitely interesting. Definitely interesting. So, just thought I'd throw that out there to you guys. I don't know if anybody else got to feel it. They say that it was felt like over in Arkansas and Kansas. I don't know. But I can tell you what, we sure enough felt it here. And we're, I guess, about 70 miles south of where that where the earthquake originated from. But and I'll tell you, it was good enough to shake everything and wake everybody up. But then they said last night, and I actually slept through this one, but last night, Mrs. Makinake said she woke up by the lightning that hit right outside our house, and I slept right through it. So, it's an interesting thing to have these earthquakes down here. And wow, you know what? We've got a great fan that's jumped on board here, hanging out in our chat room, Mr. Lindy Johnson. And you guys are going to get to know Lindy Johnson pretty well here in the near future, as he also, along with Sam Medlock, has a training facility set up for the Allied Bull Riders. And definitely want to send a congratulations out to Bonner Bolton, who won Bakersfield, California PBR event this weekend. Now, you know, this is something that we have talked about for quite some time here these past few weeks, is that these Allied Bull Riders are really working hard. Well, we saw Chad Van Amberg finish second in Little Rock, Arkansas. We saw Chase Outlaw not only win Miami, the PBR event up there in Miami, Oklahoma, but we also saw him do really well at the ABBI fraternity out in Las Vegas. And now Bonner Bolton comes out and wins Bakersfield, California, PBR Touring Pro event. So what does that say for the Allied Bull Riders and what these guys are doing? Lindy, Sam Medlock, those guys are doing a fantastic job, and we sure enough really appreciate what they're doing for this sport, bringing these American Bull Riders back into the game and making them understand that, you know, hey, this is something that the sport needs, and this is a new direction that we're going in. So, anyhow. Getting down to it, guys, it is Monday, and we have got to get this show fired up. I am on my third cup of coffee, so it's time to wake up, grab some lunch, grab some breakfast, the case is in your neck of the woods. Shoot, our European bull riders over there probably already had supper. So, you know, it's that time of day, though, for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We want to sit back, talk more rodeo, more bull riding with you. But before we do, we're going to take a break. Want to remind you guys, go check out AlliedBullRiders.com. Stay in tune with the first official professional bull riding team as these guys work and train, get themselves together so they can compete as a team. And with head coach Sam Medlock on board, I'm telling you, a lot of good things are going to happen. And going to have to stay tuned to Making Eight and the Rodeo Network, as we're going to bring you a lot more of the action. So make sure to stay tuned. We're going to talk more rodeo, more bull riding when we come back. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Eight Rodeo Network. Mm-hmm.
The alarm clock ting-a-ling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog-tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. Gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Ooh, I got to the job site at 9:15.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back to the Chow Rodeo Show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Okay, so we started things off talking a little about some of the changes that are happening right here in the on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And, of course, you know, most of you guys know that we have had a lot of interaction, and we've built a really strong, solid foundation with our good friends over at Allied Bull Riders. Now, this is a brand-new concept, similar to Making 8 Rodeo Network. You know, as we started off about 2 years ago, kind of getting the ball rolling here, you know, we're a new, fresh company that is very unfamiliar to the rodeo community. And we've sort of brought some new things into the rodeo world and into the bull riding community. Well, Allied Bull Riders has done something very similar to that, you know, just at a different scale and on different levels. So, you know, we've developed a really good partnership with these guys. Now, I truly believe in Sam Medlock, and I truly believe in guys like Lindy Johnson, who's really working to help the future of the sport and, you know, make these bull riders the kind of athletes that they should be in order to get on down the road and be successful. Similar to what we've seen this year with the domination of the Brazilians, I think we're going to see that same type of domination from a team formed like Allied Bull Riders. And I believe that the proof is in the pudding. You know, I believe you take a look at what these guys have done just in a short period of time within the last month. When we're talking about these touring pro events, and we're talking about guys like Chad Van Amberg and Chase Outlaw and Bonner Bolton, you know, I mean, that just says the world of what these guys are doing. I mean, that really makes a statement, and we're just so glad to be a part of it. Well, you know, a lot of things have been happening here with Macon Eight. And, you know, I would say over the course of the past few months, and we sort of run into a kind of a stagnate. You know, we've kind of just run into issues where we've been kind of wondering where things are going, where we're headed, and what kind of new changes that we can bring you fans that will get you guys excited and passionate about the sport and about the Macon Eight Rodeo Network. Well, I believe that we've found a lot of that right here with Allied Bull Riders. I believe that they're a good starting point for us anyways to be on board with, and we are certainly proud to be the official voice of Allied Bull Riders. So with that being said, we've kind of opened the door and kind of taken a look at some of the things that we can do in order to better accommodate, better work with some of these fans and some of the younger bull riders and get you guys interacting with the sport on a better level. And, you know, I think that it is greatly important to be a part of what's happening out there. So what we've done is this. After some great deal of consideration, we feel like, you know, running 5 days a week has been very tough on us, and it's been very tough on the material, getting the material day in and day out. So we have decided that Macon Eight, once again, is going to move to prime time, that we are going to move our shows to the evening hours. Now, to start things off, we're only going to do two shows a week. We're still kind of debating on whether or not to do a Monday night back on the ranch show, or if we're going to keep that, if we're going to go to a Sunday night show. Now, most of the fans love to tune in and watch PBR on Versus over the weekend. So I think the better option is going to be to do a Monday night show, 7 o'clock Central Time, and then we are going to do a Wednesday night show at 7 o'clock Central Time. So Mondays and Wednesdays, we're going to be moving to prime time. We're going to be setting the hours up, and we're going to run an hour to an hour and a half long show right here on the Macon Eight Rodeo Network. And this is going to give you guys an opportunity to be more involved, maybe to sit down and have a better opportunity to sit back and chat, kind of catch up on things. Obviously, Short Go is on 5:30 on Central, 5:30 Central Time on Sundays. So we don't want to take away a whole lot from Sundays. So I think we're going to stick with a Monday night prime time show. We'll recap the weekend's bull ridings and rodeos out there, and we'll get you fans excited. We'll kind of recap. We'll have some hot topics to talk about there in the bull riding world. And then on Wednesday nights, we're going to bring on the Allied Bull Riders. Now, we're still working on a title name for our shows, but Sunday or Monday nights will be our Back on the Ranch show. We will be moving Back on the Ranch to our Monday night, 7 o'clock Central Time, and then we will have our Wednesday night shows with head coach Sam Medlock of the Allied Bull Riders. And we will have an opportunity to call in, to ask questions about the bull riding, to get some of the fundamentals down for the bull riders that are out there, if they're having issues. Well, okay, yeah, I see that we're having some technical difficulties out there, and some of our fans are losing their audio. But, you know, it is going to open up the door for some of our younger fans to be able to tune in, and we want you guys to be a part of this. We're going to have contests. We're going to have giveaways. And on both of our shows, and we're going to actually start it up today, at about 15 minutes till the end of our show, about 11:45 Central Time, we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to let you guys give us whatever it is that you it is on your mind. We're going to have a brainstorming session. We're going to have a question, a comment section, but you only got 8 seconds because it's all about Macon Eight right here on the Macon Eight Rodeo Network. So we're going to allow you guys the opportunity to call in and and speak your mind. Tell us what's going on. If you're aggravated, it doesn't matter. You can talk about your girlfriend. You can talk about, well, just as long as we keep it clean. And I wouldn't suggest talking about your girlfriend because all these are archives, and we wouldn't want your girlfriend to go back and listen to it. But we're going to let you talk about bull riding. We'll let you post comments, make a suggestion, whatever you want to talk about. You got 8 seconds to call in, and the time will start when we bring you on the phone line. So just get it ready, and we'll have a lot of fun with it. We'll get to comment on some of the things that are happening out there, and I think that it'll be a lot of fun. So that's just one of the many changes that are going to happen out here, and we're going to start it today. So although this is our final week of our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows running full swing Monday through Friday, we will open up the door, and we will have it on our Back on the Ranch shows on Monday nights, and we will have the opportunity for you guys to call in and comment and questions, whatever the case is, whatever you want to discuss. You can comment on a particular bull rider. You can comment on a particular event, whatever it is, and speak your mind. We want you to give us a piece of your mind. So, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. So make sure that you guys are tuned in, and make sure that you guys are ready to call in. Like I said, those particular phone lines will open up at about a quarter till the end of our show. So about 11:45 Central Time, we'll kind of open up those phone lines. Now, if you guys have questions or comments or things that you want to discuss, you can always do so by giving us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, we're going to hear a lot from one of our fans that is sitting here in the chat room right now. Maybe we can get him on the line today. I'd love to hear from him, Mr. Lindy Johnson, and we can hear about how things are going and the training camp that he has developed in his neck of the woods, and just where things are headed. So, Lindy, I know you're tuned in, man, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. And if you want to talk to us, make sure to push 1 on your phone to connect to the switchboard so we know you are on board with us. But getting back down to it, you know, we're trying to change the shape, and this is going to be a great opportunity for you fans to be tuned in. We're still going to be doing our live video streams. Next Sunday, we will be live from Montgomery, Texas, with Sam Medlock, head coach of the Allied Bull Riders. We're going to have video highlights. We're going to be able to answer some questions. We're going to talk about some of the events that these guys have been out hitting. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the success and about some of the failures that have happened out there. And I wouldn't say failures, some of the learning experiences that these guys have had to work through. And, you know, it is a learning process. And, you know, putting together an official professional team like this, in a sport that's never had it before, man, it's gonna run its course. It's gonna have its challenges, and we're gonna have an opportunity to sit down with Sam. We're gonna talk with him about it, some of the things that have been happening out there, and catch you guys up on that. So make sure you guys are tuned in. That'll be Sunday, 7 o'clock Central Time. It'll be on the Allied Bull Riders channel, and you can find it right there on Ustream, making8.com. We will have the Rodeo Network up. You can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, and get those links from there as well. So make sure you guys are tuning in. It's going to be really exciting. We've got a lot of events planned here in the near future. We're still looking to make it to the NFR. Hopefully things will really work out for that. We'll be able to give you some broadcasting from out there, maybe have some guests on board, and you know, we can kind of sit back and talk. If we don't, I know that we will be broadcasting the IFR. We also look to be broadcasting the Zebra Finals from Tennessee once again this year. So January, February, it's going to be an action-packed month or a couple months for the Making 8 Rodeo Network and for you fans to be able to get involved. So, well, you know, I know that we were talking about this guy, and I think that we've got him on the line here, so we're going to go ahead and bring him on. I believe it's Mr. Lindy Johnson. You with us?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm doing good. Just sitting here working.
Hey, yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out here to jump on board with the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And, You know, we've heard a lot about you. Now, Sam has talked a lot about you. I can't disclose everything that he said because it's probably not appropriate to say on air. I'm just kidding with you. You know, he really does speak really highly of you guys. And tell some of the fans, I guess you could say, maybe start things off by just telling us where you're from and what your affiliation is with the Allied Bull Riders.
Well, I'm originally from out in Odessa, Texas. I've known Bonner. I see everybody talking about Bonner a little bit. I've known him since he was a little kid. That's a talented, talented kid that the whole world's fixing to find out all about. I live in Waco now, just north of Waco, a town called West. Started putting on free bull riding schools where I bring in some of my good friends that I've rodeoed with throughout the years, Pistol Robinson and Sam Medlock. Came down to my free bull riding school, and Sam jumped on board, and it was a blessing having him, you know, because some of the things I'm doing and the things that he's trying to do, just they went hand in hand, and we had a blast out here, and so he's going in with me, I guess. We're putting bull riding schools on, and I set up a training center here with barrels and just work with kids and work with anybody that wants to ride bulls and trying to blow this sport up. We want to raise the bull riders to the next level and just watch them compete. I like watching kids. I got a bunch of kids that have really came on and really started doing big things, and I just enjoy watching it.
Well, absolutely, Lindy. You know, and that's really what this what these schools are all about. You know, and you see schools all over the nation. You know, but really, you guys work with them, the same young kids week in and week out to try to help their developmental skills. You know, it's one thing to go to a 3-day school and learn the trade and then carry on, and these guys are pretty much on their own from there. But what you guys do and what separates you guys is the fact that you guys continue to work with these guys on a regular basis and develop their skills like they need and, you know, get them ready for working their way into the PBR tours and some of these bigger venues and getting on some of these ranker bulls. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I got 13 kids that train at my house different days of the week. Some, it's getting kind of hectic a little bit. I had to give some days off for my wife, you know, but pretty much we train five, six, seven days a week around bull riding practices. We got a bunch of pens around us, but yes, sir, we train all the time.
Absolutely, man. That's awesome. And, you know, we just love to see that. And, you know, myself personally, as part of the Making 8 Rodeo Network, is proud to be a part of this Allied Bull Riders and just what you guys are doing all the way around. And from developing, you know, and working with the younger kids and the junior Allied Bull Riders all the way up to the professionals. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm excited for it. I know that you guys are also having another free bull riding school coming up next month. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, sir. We'll be up at Reese Cates' home stomping ground. I guess he's going to help us put this on with bulls, with the stock and the venue and everything. And him, myself, Sam Medlock, and a couple other guys. I was actually talking to Bonner Bolton this morning. I'm trying to get him to go up with me and help out with that deal. But it's December 10th and 11th. It's in Poplarville, Mississippi. We'll go down there Friday, and then we'll train all day Saturday and buck bulls all day Sunday, and hopefully get some new kids, you know, coming to Reese's training center every week, you know. And that's the big thing that really helps on these schools. Heck, I got 7 guys that train with me now that because of my free bull riding school that they came aboard. And that's what it's about. We got to get some more bull riders coming and training with us, and big things are going to happen of it, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that we're going to see these Allied bull riding training facilities set up all over the nation here before too long. I mean, you know, you guys just have such a great concept, and you know, like I was saying here at the beginning of our show, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you take a look at a guy like Bonner who's been going through these training camps, has been working with guys like yourself and Sam, and, you know, same way with Chad Van Amberg and, you know, Chase Outlaw. All these guys are truly succeeding, in the sport. I mean, they're coming right off here in the course of the last month and winning paychecks. That's what it's about for these young guys. That's what they need in order to really get them going down that road a whole lot easier.
Yes, sir. And we're starting to spread out. These training camps, they're spreading. I think Chance is opening one or starting a training center around him. And, of course, Reese has his own training center, and Sam, myself. And, you know, they're popping up. They're starting to spread out. And big things are fixing to happen. You know, we're setting the stage to make some big improvements. And I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. And now with you with Making 8 Radio coming on, shoot, I just now got to listen to your first one live. I guess I've caught in at the end, so I had to watch them through. You know, we are recorded the past shows, but glad to have you on board too and helping spread the word.
Absolutely, man. Well, that's what it takes. It takes fans and it takes some of us to be out here and actually be that voice. And we're excited for it, man. And I can't wait to actually shake hands with you. I think that October 10th and 11th, we may end up making that trip out to Mississippi with the Allied Bull Riding Crew. And what's that?
It's in December. December 10th and 11th.
December. Okay. Yeah.
If you guys live near Conroe, we're looking at like the end of December. This is fresh news. You'll have to get with Sam on it. He'll have more information, but we're gonna test out this team thing. My team is gonna take on Sam's team and Reese's team. We're gonna have Team Bull Riding right there in Conroe. We're training all these kids, and we're not allowed to use pro riders because, we're using the kids that we brought up ourselves. We've trained and we work with them every day. We're gonna have a competition, and then we're gonna end with me, Reese, and Sam having one amongst ourselves. So, you guys get with Sam on that. Y'all come watch. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. And, you know, I did catch wind of that breaking news that has come down. I've talked with Sam a little bit about it. And, I think that the Making 8 Rodeo Network is going to be a part of it. We're excited about it. And, you know, I really believe that, that's going to be a huge deal. And we're going to get to see this, Allied Bull Riding concept really take shape. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. And we got to get the fans on board. I think that we'll have a lot of fans heading down that way to be a part of this. Just to see it in action. It'll be a great time.
Yes, sir. Well,
who do you think's got the edge down there? Now, of course, Conroe, that's kind of right there in Sam's neck of the woods. And so I would have to say he has home field advantage on that. But what do you think about these guys? I mean, the teams that you guys have together that you guys have been working with, who do you think has the advantage?
Oh, it's going to be tough. I got some good kids coming up, and I know Sam always does. He's a warrior. He's in this thing for real. So, and I haven't really seen any that Reese has been working with. Man, Sam's got some good talented kids. He's got a youngster out there that really can ride. He's 14. He came to my bull riding school. So I mean, it's going to be a good show. There's going to be some tough competition now. Now, in the competition between the coaches, I guess I would have the upper hand just because, pretty much. I don't have no reason why, just because. But
you're going up against a guy who was at the PBR World Finals.
Yes, sir.
Now, Sam, I've seen Sam ride. He was in Little Rock, and I've seen him ride. But he is kind of a... He's a seasoned veteran.
Right, he's getting old. I figured I got him because he's getting older. He's older than me. I'm old too, but
right.
He's getting older than me. He's older than me. Now, Reese, we might have to control the draw. We might have to give Reese a jump kicker or something and put us on little spinners to beat Reese, but we'll figure it out.
There you go. Right on. I'll tell you what, man, I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a great opportunity, and I know the fans will really enjoy it. The Making 8 really looks forward to being a part of it. And like I said, Lenny, we just look forward to working with you guys, and I appreciate you taking the time to jump on board here with us. With this new show format that we have lined up on Wednesday nights, that'll be starting up not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. when we actually get back from the Allied Bull Riding Training Camp, we're going to go down and work with Sam next weekend, and then, of course, the following Wednesday, we'll start up our show. You know, I really look forward to having you be a part of this as well, and really, you know, take in some questions and answer, you know, some of these questions that are coming in, and really comment about some of these guys that are in the sport and cover some of these topics that need to be covered to get these guys where they need to be, man. It's going to be a huge thing.
Yes, sir, man. I certainly appreciate it, and thanks for having me on here. And give me a shout. Let me know what I can do to help, and I guess I'll holler at you guys later. I got to get back to work.
You bet, Lindy. All right, well, thanks for taking the time out here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right, guys, Lindy Johnson, one of the, I guess you could say, I wouldn't call him an assistant coach because he is his own coach right there, but he's one of the guys, one of the coaches working for the Allied Bull Ride Training Facility, and we do appreciate him taking the time out to give us a little bit, get us on board here, kind of catch us up. And there's a lot of things that are developing right here with this Allied Bull Riders. As you heard Lindy talk about, that we're going to have this, you know, in late December, probably right after Christmas is what it looks like. Conroe, Texas, going to be a huge competition that's going to go on, and we're going to actually even have the opportunity to see that coaches themselves, Reese Cates, Lindy Johnson, Sam Medlock, go at it. Hopefully it's more than just one round. I'd like to see a, you know, like a long round, short round, or maybe a doubleheader, best out of, you know, overall. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out, but you guys are going to have to stay tuned to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, and we'll get it lined up for you. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And like I said, with the new show formats, you know, Wednesday nights going prime time, you guys are going to have the opportunity to hear guys like Lindy and Sam Medlock and Reese Cates discuss some of the topics that are going on in the sport of bull riding, discuss some of the you know, some of the do's and don'ts, I guess you could say, some of the ins and outs of bull riding. And they're going to be taking questions. They're going to be answering questions from fans, from other bull riders. You know, it's going to be a great opportunity for you guys to be involved and kind of get in tune on what's going on with the sport. And you know what? We're going to laugh. We're going to get up. We're going to have ourselves a whole lot of fun right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So hopefully you guys will be able to tune in, get on board here with our chat room. You guys can come on down and hang out with us. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So just something more for you guys to look forward to. And then, of course, Monday nights at 7 o'clock Central Time, starting next week, we will have our Back on the Ranch shows. And, you know, I mean, it's just something that we feel like we're going to be able to benefit more from sitting up here. We're going to have more issues to discuss, things that have occurred throughout the entire week that we can come back in on one show, sit down and talk with you guys. It's just a concept that I think is going to – we're going to at least test it out and see how it's working for us. We need to get more listeners on board with us throughout the month. We are doing really good this year. We have had a record-breaking year. You know, just going back and pulling some of our stats, it's been huge. So we appreciate everybody being here in tune, but we want to make this more accessible to you guys. Now, the archives is where everybody is going back and listening to. It's hard for folks to tune in here during the lunch hours. Some of you don't get your lunch hours before or after our shows, so you have to go back and listen to the archives. And, you know, we want to make it more accessible for you guys. We want the fans to be in here, in tune, live, in our chat rooms, calling in, taking part of what's going on with us. So, you know, I think it's going to be a better opportunity for you fans to be more involved and to get more fans here and in tune to what we're doing here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. So we'll be back on the ranch Monday night, 7 o'clock Central Time. Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central Time, we'll have our shows here with the Allied Bull Riders and head coach Sam Medlock and Lindy Johnson and Reese Cates. You know, all these guys will be on board with us. We'll have some special guests that we'll be talking with. You know, it's going to be a really cool opportunity. So a lot of big things happening. Now, I did tell you guys that we are going to open up some phone lines for you to call in. You got 8 seconds. We're going to be doing it here right after our break, so make sure to get ready and jump on board here. If you guys have questions, comments, Cowboy Logic wanted to just jump on board here, talk about politics, religion. I don't know, but you only got 8 seconds, so make it happen and be quick about it, as we will jump to the next caller shortly thereafter. So we're going to take a short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to start wrapping up our show. We're going to open up the phone lines for you to jump on board. So make sure to stay tuned. Get a grip. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show on a Monday afternoon. Stay tuned.
This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Aid Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
Oh, that's right. You don't need that kind of aggravation. Thanks to the old buddy Gizmo McCracken for giving us that word there. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Making Aid Rodeo Network. And you know what? Just talked about it. We're going to open up the phone lines, but we're going to give you guys a little bit of a topic here. I want to know, If we can, if y'all want to, one of the questions I'm going to throw out there to you, who do you think is going to be the Bucking Bull of the Year for 2012? So give us a call, 646-915-9940. Each caller is going to have 8 seconds to make your statement. Come on, phone lines are open, so make sure to jump on board here. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Give us any kind of question, comment. We're here to take your calls, and we want to know what you guys think. Hey, I don't care. Call us up and tell us what you think about me. Tell me to shut up, for crying out loud. I've been up here talking for the last 45 minutes now. 646-915-9940 is the phone line. We got about 15 minutes left in our show. If not, we're just going to keep on rolling on through here. Make sure to push one on your phone if you do want to talk to us. But, man, I'm telling you, really excited about what's happening here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Our website is going to be changing, as we have not done a lot of work with our website here recently, and I apologize for that. But, you know, one of the other things that we were looking into and that we're going to end up doing here, one of the new changes that's going to be coming about here in the next couple weeks is, with us taking away our lunch hour rodeo shows, fans are not going to get that report daily of us, you know, talking about different things that are happening overnight, breaking news, that type of thing. So we are going to be giving you a daily, I guess you could say, update, rodeo report, something like that. We're finding the right channels that we can utilize in order to get the word out there, post it on Facebook and Twitter, get it out there. We're even looking to get it on radio shows, radio stations, country radio stations all across. So we're going to give you a radio report that will be coming at you Monday through Friday, so you guys can kind of stay tuned on what's going on. And we're going to have a better development here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, where you guys can come on board here, sit back and chat with other fans throughout the day. When you do get your chances, maybe during your lunch breaks, maybe during, you know, the afternoon or first thing in the morning while you're drinking your coffee, we're going to have those chat rooms available to you so you guys can jump on board here, take part, and be a part of the Making 8 Rodeo Network. We're going to be in there kind of moderating throughout the day, taking your questions and your comments, and, of course, that'll give us some great topics to talk about during the week on our radio show. So make sure that you guys are tuned in to Making8.com, AlliedBullRiders.com. They are going to be opening up some new things. They've got some developments that they're working on as well, which is going to be huge. So, you know, you guys really need to stay tuned and be a part of some of these things going on. Want to let you all know, we still got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board, speak your mind. You got about 8 seconds, so, yeah. And it can, you know, they say 8 seconds is a lifetime when you're on the back of a bucker. And I will tell you that I know firsthand that it can certainly seem that way. And I think that if you call in just to give us a quick comment or question, hey, 8 seconds is plenty of time. So come on, bring it to us. Let's see what you got. 646-915-9940. Now, we will be doing this all week long. We're going to kind of lay down the new format. We're going to let you guys know. Like I said, our hot topic for today is, who do you guys think is going to be the Bucking Bull for the 2012 season? We've got a lot of new bulls in the works. So make sure you guys give us a call. Tell us what you think about that, 646-915-9940. Getting back down to it, I see we've got a lot of newcomers here hanging out in our chat room. And, you know, we've got some fans that have had the opportunity to hang out with us and listen to some of the archive shows, like Lindy. But going primetime is going to open up that door and give you guys an opportunity to be live with us, to be able to interact with us more here in our chat rooms, here on the phone lines. And that's kind of why we're moving this, to the primetime networks, you know. We want you guys to be a part of it. We want you guys to interact more, and we do appreciate everything that you guys have done for us in jumping on board. So make sure to keep it on your mind, 7 o'clock Central Time, Mondays and Wednesdays are going to be our show times. And we're still working on the show layout. We're working on the show title for our Wednesday night broadcast. We're going to be doing these Ustream broadcasts a lot more. We're going to be working with the Allied Bull Riders. We're going to be doing some live video streams. I think you guys are going to really enjoy it. We've got some big things that are coming down the pike, some big things here in the next couple months that I think you guys are going to really want to be a part of. And we've got opportunities for you guys to be on board and to get some names out there. So if you guys are sponsors, if you guys know of some sponsors that really want to bring their name in there, we've got some great opportunities at some very great rates, reasonable. Going to give you guys an opportunity to get your name out here within the rodeo community, and we certainly want to bring it to you. Had some great ideas that have come down from our you know, I got to tell you, Sam is more than just a bull riding coach. He's kind of a coach for anybody. He's a great mentor, and he's got some great ideas that have really struck. This guy's been around not just rodeo, but he's been around business, and he's helped me personally. So he's kind of my head coach as well, you know. And I got to tell him thanks, and I'm sure he may be listening in. If he's not listening live, he'll be tuning in on the archives. But, you know, Sam and Catherine, just being down there for a week, you know, we've had the opportunity to really learn from them. And then over the course of the last couple months, as we saw them in Little Rock, we saw them in Vegas, and we've been able to spend more and more time with them. We talk on the phone almost regularly. I think I've got his phone number on my calling list more than Mrs. Making Eight, you know. We stay in tune a whole lot, and it's, you know, I've really looked for a lot of his guidance and his suggestions, and I think that we're going to open up the door here and really turn things out to what you fans really want and what you really, you know, deserve to have within the rodeo community. And that interaction that I think that you guys really desire is going to be something that is going to be that you're going to get a lot more of. So all I can tell you is just make sure to stay tuned to MakingEight.com. Make sure to stay tuned to AlliedBullRiders.com. You can find us both on our Facebook pages. We've got fan pages set up. You can find us on our Twitter networks. Ustream, you know, there's so many different things, so many different avenues. And we're going to incorporate them. We're going to get them on MakingEight.com. We're going to get them on AlliedBullRiders.com. So really, that's the only place that you'll need to go to get the information, and then you can click of a button, you can be where you want to be, and tune in, listen to our shows, watch our videos. You know, you're going to get a whole lot more than what I think that we even expected to be able to give you. That door has just really opened up, and like I said, with the things that the Making Eight Rodeo Network has in store here coming up in the next couple months, huge things. Allied Bull Riders has got a free bull riding clinic going on in Mississippi down there with Reese Cates, and you're going to have the coaches, both Sam Medlock and Lindy Johnson there, and these guys are really going to be able to, you know, give some great instructions. I know that at the next training facility, the next training camp that will be going on in Texas, that I believe they're going to have a fan day. So the fans will be able to come out, hang out, meet up with some of the professional bull riders as well as some of the junior bull riders, kind of watch things firsthand and see how the training camps go. It's going to be huge. You know, the opportunities are going to be there for you, and we want you guys to take advantage of it. We appreciate what you guys have done to support us, and hopefully you guys are going to be on board with some of these new changes. You know, I think that they're going to be a positive light. You know, like I said, the door's still going to be open. We're not going to take away from our, you know, giving you guys some of the information. But you guys sit back and hear me talk for an hour during the week. I think we can incorporate that to about 2.5 to 5 minutes. And we're going to give you guys daily reports that will be coming at you on Making8.com and the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And then, of course, you know, we're going to have the opportunity to sit down with you on our Back on the Ranch shows and our, you know, our training shows that we're going to be doing with Allied Bull Riders there on Wednesdays, and get you fans really involved and in tune to what's happening in the bull riding community. So I like it. I think you guys are going to be able to even hear from some professionals that may be going through a rough time, need some guidance from some, you know, So somebody on the outside, somebody who knows the sport and knows what's going on. So make sure to stay tuned to the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Make sure to stay tuned to Making8.com. AlliedBullRiders.com is where it's at, without a doubt. So anyhow, we will be broadcasting every day this week, Monday through Friday, our lunch hour rodeo shows, 11 o'clock Central Time. And then, of course, Sunday we'll be doing our live Ustream broadcast with Sam Medlock. And then, of course, next Monday we'll start things off with our Back on the Ranch show. So a lot of things happening, a lot of changes in the air. We've still got phone lines open. I can't believe we haven't gotten the first caller to give us an eight-second bite on what they think, their opinions, their questions or comments, but that's all right. We'll keep rolling with it. I think at some point we'll get some folks on board. Don't be scared now. Come on, give us what, tell us what you think. But in the meantime, we've got some cowboy logic. Of course, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton. And I'm going to share it with you right here. When everything seems like an uphill struggle, just think of the view from the top. And there is some great cowboy logic. You know, I know that I myself personally have had to look at that. Although everything seems like an uphill battle, it's always nice to try to picture things from the top of that mountain. And, you know, I think sometimes we can get there a lot faster and a lot smoother if we go ahead and just take a moment, stop and think about what it's going to be like up there, turn around and keep on driving. And, hey, it's a good thing. There's some great cowboy logic. We sure appreciate it, courtesy of our biggest little fan, Miss Melanie Britton, and our California girl. And I know that she's in school, but I know she's really going to be able to look forward to the opportunity to be a part of our regular shows during the day. And we look forward to having that door open for many of our younger fans that may be in school, some of our younger bull riders that may be wanting to tune in, having to listen to the archive shows and not being able to. So we're going to open up that door for you. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Central Time. Sunday or Monday nights, we'll be back on the ranch, 7 o'clock Central Time. And that door is just open. Like I said, Ustream video broadcasts will be coming at you. Lots and lots of new and exciting things. So make sure to stay tuned to Making8.com, the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And we'll be back here tomorrow, rodeo fans, 11 o'clock Central Time. Until then, make sure to get a grip with Making8.com.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if your passion is tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your lights down low and listen to the Masters Radio. God.
Get in touch with God.